This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Thursday. It's already Thursday, you guys. Oh, exactly my thoughts. How's everybody? Everyone all right?
Spectacular.
Great.
How are you?
Fine.
Are you?
Yep.
Are you?
I am.
Why are you? What?
Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, asking, how is everyone? Just, you know, sometimes people have a little something tucked in their pocket. If I do, I'll just go for it. But I don't.
Do you?
Well, I did do something yesterday, but I'm such a copycat that it's like, I'm a little bit annoyed by myself. So if anyone has anything else that they want to talk about, I don't want to talk about it.
No, well, now you've teased us. You've thrown out the line and it's baited and we're just waiting.
Yeah, I mean, what are we going to talk about? My dog peeing on the floor all over the place?
Oh, I got better stuff than that. Yeah, but see? I mean, you know, yeah. It's still.
I mean, but if that's what it comes to, it's.
No, I'd really like to hear, what is it that you're such a cop? First of all, you know you're a parrot. You do that. That's your thing. I do voices. I do.
Can't help it. But that's not what I'm copycatting this time. So.
All right.
But you are right. You know what? Maybe I should just own it. I'm a copycat.
Okay.
I see someone with something. I'm like, oh, that looks great. That looks like something I need. I want that.
Are we talking about a Tesla?
That was definitely a copycat then. The world was getting Teslas. I got a Tesla and went, I don't like the suspension in this thing. And it's cooking in my driveway.
And oh, you didn't like the suspension?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's very tight.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny is I don't mind having a sort of a cheaper car to commute in, but it's got to handle the road. But like
I expected it to be a luxury floating.
Yeah, you can probably, fatigue big time on a long drive.
It's quite annoying. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the noise too is the other thing. Yeah. I don't know if that had noise, but I've had cars
where I don't really remember thinking to myself that the noise was a problem, but I have had cars like that too, where it's just like, you realize when you come to a stop, you're like, oh my God, this car is just so noisy.
Wearing me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fine. I'm not, I mean, they're great cars. I have nothing against them.
Well, don't
them,
feel bad. Yeah, so you got a Tesla. It's okay.
Yeah. So I did that. I'm, you know, copycat. I'll see somebody's purse and I'm like, I'm going to try and make that. I'll copycat that.
Oh, so you made somebody's purse?
No. Although I did get started on my, you know, I try to have a Christmas project every year, or I've been trying to do that. Like John makes his jellies and stuff, and he does these preserved lemons. I think you guys are all getting preserved lemons in a little Christmas bowl this year that I've made. What is it, dear? What?
I meant to go get you guys pineapple guavas yesterday.
Oh, right.
And I didn't. And then I took a picture of the tree, so I'll show it to you in a second.
I wonder, can you make anything out of those? It's like, you know, or do you just add them to stuff or just sit there and scoop them?
We only discovered them the other day.
So we need to look up
some
recipes.
So I have no idea. Then,
I'm copycatting you on that,
too. I brought it up because Christina said to me, see if Sarah's a gardener. She knows stuff.
I don't know anything about that.
See if she knows anything about these. And I went, okay. And I asked you and you didn't. Nope,
I don't. In
but
fact,
anyway,
when I hear, I can't believe that somehow I've gotten to the age of 105 or however old I am without hearing about a fruit that grows like a weed in California and tastes like Starburst and the flowers taste like bubblegum. How did that get past me?
I don't. It got past me and it lives in my yard. But anyway.
How long you lived in that house now? 5 years?
Easily.
Yeah.
Probably longer.
Where was your baby born?
Let me think.
Did you take her home to the other house?
No.
So six years.
6 years. Yeah. We got that room ready for her. We moved because we were having another kid. That was the whole thing. There wasn't going to be room.
You needed all the bedrooms.
Right.
Plus, you know, Nona. Well. Naka coming around. You know, right. They need a place to sleep.
Right.
You need extra room.
So copycat.
Oh, yeah, back to that.
Yeah, don't rush it, man. It's not that great.
Oh, no, it sounds great. I'm fully frothing for this.
I'm on the edge of my
really?
Seat over
Are
here.
You?
But anyway, doing the dishes, and I said to Christina, oh, the pineapple guava, it's a thing. And you know, she goes, yeah. And I go, I got to bring some to the guys at work. And she goes, yeah, you should go out there and get them. I'm like, I'm doing the dishes. How about a little help?
Yeah, aren't you about to go out and join the hot tub? Why don't you go pick me some pineapple guavas?
She puts the flashlight on her phone and drops it on the counter and goes, there's your help. And I was like,
wow.
She's funny. Her sense of humor is
it's not that funny.
Read me like text exchanges sometimes. I'm like,
it's not even funny.
She is a comedian.
It's not even close to funny.
It is pretty funny.
It was rude. I was doing the dishes. She could have helped the brother out.
He goes, send me a naked picture. So she sends him one of his pictures of himself naked.
Oh.
Like that's her.
It's not funny.
You guys send naked pictures to each other?
That's her sense of humor. I really
you know,
like that.
Where she's concerned, she won't do it. She'll let me do it.
She'll let you take a picture?
Yeah. She'll let me take pictures of her, but she has no interest in sending them.
It's nice to have,
herself.
Though, especially if you're traveling.
Oh, I like them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fan, but I'm like, just, you know, put a leg up on the counter and just take a snapshot. It's like, how hard is that?
He's
never a simple guy.
Been with somebody since, you know, phones and stuff who would do that. So maybe that's something I have to look forward to.
Your future is very exciting.
So that happens.
You know, Maddie,
people will do that.
It is a thing. Huh. Like it's a funny, like even, I'm actually surprised you didn't do a little bit of that with Shauna. Like it's a nice little spark.
She just was not into that. No.
It was until it got so boring, it was like so fun for a minute. Like, this is just, wow.
Interesting.
Titillating. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, I didn't bring the fruit. I will do it tomorrow. Your Friday experience will be you'll try guava pineapple or whatever it's called. Now, what are you doing? What happened?
Well,
is this about the picture you took of the sunroof?
No, that was us on our way to the thing we're going to copycat.
was random.
We talked about the sunroof yesterday, and I look up at the sunroof, and I open up the lid like a little draw thing, you know, to darken it out.
Yours is acoustic.
It's. Yes, I guess.
You
like there's a piece of window that can be, I think it can be lifted. Like there's a button to lift it.
Right.
But you've got to move
the screen is hand done.
It's not even a screen. It's like a full on unsee-through piece.
Like
okay.
Belt. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a hard thing. So I pulled that over and I took a picture of it because
there was rain falling, wasn't there?
There was. And it poured yesterday.
Really, I noticed.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't get any rain?
No. I was saying the picture and everything. Yeah.
No, it was just a funny picture that I'd taken. I was like, send it to the boys. You guys are the boys, just so you know. Not like the boys who are incredible on HBO.
Those boys.
The Amazon. Oh, those boys. You guys, what are your special powers? Yeah, I know. I would take the V, too.
Totally.
I want some special powers. What would you get? There's a lot of dumb powers. People have
teleportation.
I love, although I will say Deep is my favorite character because he's such a dork, but how great would it be if you could jump in the water and have gills?
Pretty great, but they look disgusting.
They do look disgusting. You just don't show, he doesn't show them to anybody.
Yeah, but still.
They're all down the sides of
there them. They are when, you know.
Yeah.
You're down there in
Plus
Australia.
He's
there
really
they
into
are.
That octopus lady.
Yeah. Which is wrong.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Oh, so we're driving up. We drove up to San Rafael.
Did
yes,
you get your,
shame.
Did you get your Mike Sourdough or whatever.
We did get a Michael sourdough, there absolutely. Well, yeah, that is a definite shame. We made it in there just in the nick of time, too. I think we got there just before they were going to be like, come on, really? But it's it was Turkey Club Day, so, you know, I do like to put some bacon on stuff. They put a lot on, too. Anyway, so we did that. That was our last stop, and then we headed back home. But the copycat is that ever since you told me, I don't know, 2 months ago, that you were getting a hot tub in your backyard.
Oh, this is what you're copycatting me on?
It's all we've been talking about. Like, I brought it up to John because we'd sort of mentioned it, like, oh, maybe we would do that. But we joked about it because we've actually gotten rid of two hot tubs. Like, you know about one of the hot tubs.
Two?
Two. One of the hot tubs is the one that we bought at our old house, and we did all this work to get our deck able to support this thing, and we got a hot tub. And nobody used it. And it sat there for a year, chewing up our electric bill, and nobody used it. And when we moved into our new house, we knew the people that we bought it from. Like, we got it off market.
The house you're in now.
The house we're in right now. And on the back porch, there was a huge, sunken, very old hot tub. Okay. And they were like, oh, yeah, we used it all the time. It's great. It's this, it's that. And I'm looking at that thing going, that has them in it. It just wasn't what I wanted. And it just was, it was really very old. It was very old. Very, very like,
Did you ever go in it?
No.
Oh boy, you got rid of it before you moved in?
Well, we didn't move in for a year. So we redid that whole place.
You lived in a rental.
Yeah, we had a rental house for a year. And we did a lot of work to that house, and it was one of the first things to go. So we got rid of that. And so we always say, like, well, you know, it comes up, and I'm like, we have to really think this through. We have to really, like, play this out. Like, who are we? Do we really need a hot tub? Like, this is, it's a lot to do this. Everything from running electricity to it to taking care of the chemicals that have to go into it every week to picking one out. And they're, you know, they're not cheap. They're a luxury item. So we went up to this place in San Rafael yesterday. Hello to Cole and Will at Creative Energy. Very informative. There are so many options. And then you think you're done, and then they take you in the back room where they've got a bunch of filled tubs, and they're going to show you how all the lights work and how all the... I mean, and you walk in, and it's like that humid sort of pool smelling room. Ah. We left, and we were kind of like, I think we might be doing this.
Oh, you like the pool smelling room.
Well, that room, it was indoors, so it was extra pool smelling. You
can
know what
you
I mean?
Go in a hot tub if you feel like it?
There?
Yeah.
I guess you could.
They got to have trials, right?
He's like, go ahead, climb into any of these. I climbed into 500.
Oh, dressed.
Yes, fully dressed into the dry tubs. They have 100 tubs there. Oh. All these different ones. You check them all out. You see if your feet are going to hit the little sprayers or whatever. Check out all the different things. And then you go in and they give you a demo. And I suppose that if you really, you could say, they're heated. It's hot water. They're turning on the jets. They turn off all the lights. They've got these things on the ceiling where it's like shooting stars and little tiny, I don't know what those are called. They're little like pin lights everywhere.
Wow. This place sounds nice.
It's freaking awesome. But it's all designed to make you get one of these things. So of course we leave. I'm like, oh my God, I really feel like maybe we are going to get one of those things.
So you're into it.
I just feel like such a copycat.
But are you into it?
I am. But what if I'm not? Like, that's the thing. So I'm like, we got to talk about this. We got to figure this out. Are we going to use this? I want to use this all the time. It's just got to be, you know, it's just a big leap.
Well, for me, I'm a water guy. Yeah. Like, even a shower is... I'm in. You know, I hear people go, I don't like to be wet. I don't want to change and be wet. I've never been. I'm like, well, a body of water?
Psh, I'm in. Right.
Always. So for me, the water part, the use of it isn't the thing. For me, I felt like that's a luxury and I'm not really a luxury guy. Like, right. I just don't.
But now that you have it at your house.
I'll use it like crazy and have been. But I'm saying my thing is I would never have indulged myself. I just don't think like that. I think like the power, the water, we shouldn't, you know, retirement, kids, like, and Christina she wanted that. It was like, I'm selling my stock. I've done the research. I've gone to the place, like the place you went. She went to the place near us. 30 times, I think.
Yeah.
She knew the guy.
I know. I feel like it's going to be, it's a journey. You start on it and you have to.
So she was like most recently she goes, can you call the hot tub place and ask them about this one thing? And I go, yeah. Why can't you? I've called him a lot. I really wish you would. And I went, all right, I got this. Yeah. But I definitely, like, she's, you know, you can wear out your welcome in any place if
especially
you go too much.
Once the transaction is complete, like, now you have a hot tub at your house. And I'm sure that they're available for questions, but you do start to feel in someone's voice, they're like, oh, you again.
No, I should restate that before we get too far. He didn't make her feel like she's worn out her welcome. She felt like she wore out her welcome. So he was always very nice, and he was nice to me when I called, and it was fine. But she knew, she's called him 1,000,000,000 times and was like, if you wouldn't, and I went, yeah, I'll do it. No problem. And we got the answers we needed.
Right. Those chemicals?
It is.
Can you do salt water?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of.
What do you know about that?
I don't know anything because I, again, wasn't part of this journey, as you put it. But I do. But that was what the call was about.
Yeah.
And my friend runs a business where he runs a pool business, Jason Cisco. So he does this daily. He's jumps in his truck and heads out and takes care of people's hot tubs and pools. Anyway, that's the part. You got to learn how to do that. And then you're good because you don't want your water to turn. If it goes bad.
Now you got to empty the whole thing, scrub it all
over.
Plus it's all in the tubes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is important. Like there was a point where Jason said he'd been talking to the missus and me, and he told her, you got to go out there right now and put chlorine in that right now. Right now. And she was like, okay.
Oh, how long had it been?
It had been too long and people were using it. And that's part of the thing. If it's getting used.
You especially need to.
You have to be on top of it. And he was like, not that I would pee in my own hot tub, but he said, if you go to the bathroom, like there's a parts per.
Oh, right. Yeah.
One urine, you know.
Per thousand.
Takes out much chlorine and you've got to put more chlorine in order to get back to. So it's a whole freaking thing. You got to. And John's good at that stuff, so you don't have to worry about it. He'll handle that.
Right.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is.
It is. It's a maintenance thing.
Okay. And so I shouldn't get a blow-up one for my apartment.
They do have those.
Yeah.
The sort of soft side.
I have
soft
room.
Tubs.
I would drive to her house.
I'm just kidding.
Here's the thing, though. It is kind of a private thing. Like.
Oh, sorry. Don't drive to her house. She doesn't want you there.
Can I come to your house?
Yeah.
I love Santa Cruz. You know.
You will, yeah. Yep.
Oh, now I'm jealous you're going to his house.
I don't know, it's weird.
I don't really necessarily want to sit in a hot tub with people.
I don't want to sit in a hot tub with, I don't want to be in a bathing suit in front of you.
It's one thing. So I actually think a hot tub at your house.
You don't want to, did you just say that? Right. I don't want to be in a bathing suit in front of you.
In front of anybody. I don't really want to get in a bathing suit. Are you just meeting me for the first time? I don't. When is the last time you ever saw me in a bathing suit?
I've known you a long time. Never seen you in a.
Yeah, and guess what?
Like
the
that.
Last time I tried to put a bathing suit on, it was a disaster.
I'm trying to think. Even when we went on trips to Mexico,
I don't think I ever saw you.
Why was it a disaster?
Because my nipples showed through as soon as the shirt got
that
wet.
That wasn't a bathing suit.
Well, I thought it was a bathing suit, but it turned out it wasn't. It was just a swim shirt.
In fact, if you'd stopped with the nonsense, you would have put on a regular bathing suit and everyone wouldn't have seen your cans that day.
Stop with the nonsense.
The children.
Anyway, I'm copycatting you, and I think we're getting a hot tub. And I just wanted to say thanks to Will and Cole because they were wicked nice, and they know their stuff. And although they give you the eyeball, like, oh, a hot tub, huh? You know, like, hey, Marin. I'm like, no, not like that.
Next stop is key parties.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely heading down that road in my retirement. Maybe you can come over.
Good for you.
Yeah. All right. I feel like we're so late. I'm just going to roll. Is that cool? KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny Alice's morning show. We'll be right back after this.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.